The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So Hitman Hoops had a report today, earlier today. We were actually weirdly talking about this week about the assistant spot and what Penny planned to do with that. You know, there Nolan Smith went to take the job at Tennessee State, leaving an opening. It has not been addressed. And Hitman Hoops said today that Penny Hardaway is zeroing in on two names to replace Nolan Smith. One of them is Sean Forrest, who has been here before. And then the other is a current NBA assistant and former NBA player, Roy Rogers. Now, do you remember Roy Rogers?
Yeah.
I don't really remember Roy Rogers, man. I'll be honest. He's a former Grizzly, not a Memphis Grizzly, a Vancouver Grizzly, but has been around the NBA for a long time. Sean Forrest has been here, before. He was here in 22-23. And was also here the year after that. So he's been around, he was only here for that 1 year, and then he went to McNeese State, and helped kind of build that there. They made their first tournament since 2002 at McNeese with him on staff, and then they won their first ever NCAA tournament game with him on staff at McNeese. Okay. But again, his nephew, Ryan Forrest, that was committed once upon a time? Remember that name?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know where he's at now. And then Roy Rogers has been with the Portland Trail Blazers most recently in the NBA. Been an NBA assistant for two decades. And again, it's just like that NBA, pipeline of development that Penny likes to keep, which would sort of make sense there. I don't know. I think I would prefer the recruiting at this point, if Sean Forrest has more of an in there.
Absolutely. Particularly because Nolan Smith was very useful and instrumental in that part of, in terms of helping Penny. He was a guy that, so I would want another guy that brings some of those chops to the table. And sure, having an NBA skill guy is great and a guy that's got that NBA bench experience, but I want another guy that can help me find my guys.
Yep.
Having a right hand, as Nolan Smith seemed to be for Penny last offseason. So that's, I tend to lean your way there.
Yeah, I mean,
in terms of preference.
I wrote way back when this happened. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but I wrote when it happened that it doesn't really matter who your hire is, because the only thing that matters is how much money you have in terms of recruiting these days. But it doesn't hurt if you have built in relationships either, obviously. It ain't gonna mean what it used to mean. Used to is like, oh man, I've known this guy for 8 years, I trust this dude, I'm going with him. It don't mean that anymore because everybody's out here dropping bags. But, if it can get you have the conversation, or then you talk about money, that's what college athletics and college basketball is in 2025. It's not about, what kind of relationship can we, it's like how much money
do you have?
Agree completely, and you and I are on the same page fundamentally with that. But if you're Penny Hardaway, you don't want to be the guy that by himself every offseason is the one.
Exactly.
You know, I know you, hey, you can only trust yourself, and sure, you want to know something about each player you're bringing to the roster, but you don't want to have to go out and do all that work now in this day and age when you look at the thousands of transfers that are out there. You want somebody that can help bring some to you, and especially somebody that knows you, right, gets to know you, what you want.
Exactly.
And then you, I mean, that process becomes so much easier. So you're right. In the end, it's about, can you give that guy the NIL he's going to need?
Yep.
But you don't want Penny doing all of that work.
That's exactly
right. I mean, especially here lately where you've had entire rosters to fix. Now, again, and I think this is key, Penny has already said there's 7-8 guys on this team that he wants to bring back so that he's not having to do this every year. And as we've said, that's the key to success. And today's college athletic game, it's bringing back as many as you can. The best teams of college basketball last year did. And so hopefully this, you know, that's why I lean that way. Have somebody that can be your right hand in terms of gathering those folks. You know, bring you some candidates in addition to the ones that you've already identified.
Yep.
You still need those identifiers because you don't want, I mean, your job as a head coach, you don't want all the responsibilities on you.
Yep.
You delegate those to your assistants. Yeah, more than ever, and
exactly.
I think that's why you a guy in that position would be extremely valuable.
No, I think that's exactly right. Like
that's what Nolan was helping him do.
Take somebody, you know, hire somebody that can take some of the load off, right? You're not doing most of the legwork.
Nolan's help did that. Stansberry was before that. He's kind of had that guy here the last few years.
Has.
And so that's why I like going down that path.
He absolutely has. I mean, that is a difference. It's like right now it's kind of all on him. You know, like it's – you know, at least with Sean, it's like, all right, this is – like, that's what I worry about. Like, Roy is not going to – like, Roy has done
it
before.
He's been in the league.
He has been at Alabama, but most of his time has been spent in the NBA. And
right.
It's like, dude.
He's going to start looking at all them Zooms and going through these thousands who we want. His eyes going to start watering.
No question. Like,
you know?
you are used to, like, film and, you know, all that. Like, this is not that. This is like you got to call a mom, you got to call a dad, you got to call a kid, you got to deal with an agent, you got to deal with all the...
Go get the numbers and everything else, man. That's legwork.
Yeah, man.
So, and Penny seems to have found a nice little niche here, having a guy like that next to him to fill out these rosters.
That's exactly
right. But
hopefully
going forward, you're filling out less of your roster.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, Penny at this point, we kind of know how he moves, right? We know how Penny moves. Very rarely will he bring in somebody that he doesn't know. Or hasn't worked with in the past. You know, it's just kind of been the way of the world for him. Whether it's like Andre Turner or Jermaine Johnson or, you know, Madlock was obviously one of his first hires here. Seems like those are the hires that tend to be.
But Nolan and Rick weren't guys necessarily that
that's
he
right.
would, you know,
no,
came
true.
Up with or had relationships
no, that's
with.
True.
He's gone out and that guy has been an outside guy lately, you know. Brought great resumes to the table, and especially in their player getting ways.
Right.
So again, I think in this case, you'd be willing to get someone maybe you're not as familiar with if you know for sure they're bringing some real chops to the table in terms of the kind of guys they're going to help you pull out of the portal.
No, that's fair. That's completely fair. So we were just talking about it this week, and it was interesting to see you know Hitman talk about it. Again, it's not the you know most high stakes hire in the world. You know, it's just not. I mean, it's a second, third assistant, whatever, and in the end, you're Penny Hardaway. So you want to have people that you can entrust. Like, hey, I don't have to do all of this. You know exactly right. And some guys are better at that than others. I mean, that's just the truth. Like Sean has been in the college game for a long, long time. He's been here. I think players do tend to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that will be. I lean more toward that being
feels like it's more beneficial.
Agreed.
Potentially with him.
Yes.
They both bring a set of skills that would help you potentially.
Yes,
but.
Because let's be honest, man. When Penny took the job, that was a great edge. The edge was that come here and I'll develop you better than anybody else can develop you for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't resonate in the same way in 2025 that it did in 2018.
Well, I would use PJ Haggerty as the example.
Right.
Who's going to develop you better to be an NBA point guard than Penny?
Right, and he left.
And he goes take the bag.
He took the money.
At one point he's hoping to hire us less.
95% of these kids, they don't have that view, right? They don't have that long-term horizon.
Look at what Penny's done for Quinn Grimes and some of these other guys that have gone to his point guard. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
These guys are not going to take less to be developed. They're just not.
That's the way to put it.
You know, whereas, you know, in the old days, I'm saying old, it was like, you know, friggin' 6 years ago, it was like, I might go to Memphis over a Kansas or something like that. Didn't Precious commit to Memphis over Kansas? I'm pretty sure he did, because he felt like Penny had a better development plan for him than whoever else was recruiting him.
It's like the NBA staff at the
time. Yeah, and so it was Penny, it was Mike, right. I don't remember who else was on there, but yes, it was definitely like that was the draw. Mm-hmm. And that draw just doesn't – so. And no disrespect to Roy Rogers, but it's like Roy Rogers ain't. I'm not going somewhere because of Roy Rogers. He's like former Vancouver Grizzly, former Memphis Hound Dog.
Yeah, I've had to look it up. Alabama.
Yeah,
was a shot blocker.
Yeah, I'm not. But he's like
back in the 90s.
You know, I'm not. I don't need respectfully NBA development from Roy Rogers. You know.
Well, I can get that from Penny.
Yeah, right. So he doesn't really help Penny in that way.
If Penny has the money that I want.
Yes.
Because, again, it all goes back to that.
Exactly. I'm happy to be developed for the NBA if you pay me. If you don't pay me, you can't. I don't care. Because most of these guys, again, they want the money now. They don't have that. And I understand that and respect that, because the chances are, dude, you're not playing in the NBA. That's the chance. You know, PJ Haggerty probably not going to play in the NBA. He's just probably not. So he should go take, you know, and even though he would have made more money here. I mean,
he blew that.
Yeah, he fumbled
that's
that. But like,
trying to get you to say.
A similar.
He said
player.
Nico did it. He did too.
Right.
He fumbled the bag. He had a better offer here in the 100%. End with Penny and what he was familiar with.
I mean,
he blew that. Him and his dad.
He did get developed here because he became a second team All-American. You know? I mean, he just did. It was a great system for him.
He had the ball in his hands here.
He did.
Because Tyrese Hunter took a step back.
I think he's totally going to regret
ridiculous.
It. Now he'll dry his tears with, he's still making $3 million. Although $3 million goes pretty damn far here too, buddy. So, anyway, that's where it is. It was reported today by Hitman Hoops that some names out there on the candidate list. We'll talk a little bit about this with Parth Upadhyay. I get his thoughts on this.
Yeah.
He talked to Cal yesterday. He had some things he wanted to address with us and confront us on in
all
terms
right.
of the way that maybe he thought we handled an interview.
Well, I'm looking forward to them.
And I'm always excited to hear
pushback.
You know, how can we improve? How can we do better, right? Comments, suggestions.
Is it constructive criticism or is it hate?
That's right.
Which one?
And
you decide.
I think it matters. I think it matters because the haters, you know, they always are the loudest.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.